Well, you know, each week at this time, we honor a town, village, or burg somewhere across the greater U.S. in our rearranged map of the same. With our town of the week, here is Mike Arnold.
Thanks, Michael. Situated between Memphis and Jackson and nestled along the banks of the Hatchie River in West Tennessee, Brownsville is the county seat of Haywood County, popular for its deep, rich southern heritage in agriculture, architecture, and the arts. Brownsville is notable for its many well-preserved antebellum homes and multi-generational family-owned farms. One of the county's greatest natural resources and sources of pride is the Hatchie National Wildlife Refuge. This nearly 10,000 acres of land surrounding the Hatchie River supports over 100 species of fish, 35 species of mussels, and 250 species of birds. Hmm. With a booming cotton industry, Brownsville-Haywood County boasts more cotton grown than any other county in Tennessee, producing over 100,000 bales annually. Early blues musicians Sleepy John Estes, Yank Rachel, and Hammy Nixon are known throughout the world for their music. And rock legend Tina Turner herself is called Brownsville home. That's our town of the week, Brownsville, Tennessee. Yeah.
Anything else you got?
No, that's it.
That's it?
That's about it.
Anything right you didn't include that you wish you would have?
No, I think that pretty much covered it, yeah. Michael. I think we got it all.
Sports teams? Did you mention sports teams?
I don't think they have any there. We'll have to find that out, I guess.
High school and high school sports.
Yeah.
The fighting mussels?
Brownsvillians.
Fighting mussels species?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
There's so many mussels, it's hard to keep track, actually.
Well, there's more birds than mussels.
That's true.
I think you said there's 35 kinds of mussels, but there's 250 kinds of birds.
100. Well, yes, that's true. 250. Good.
Did you listen to what you just said? I was listening intently, especially to the species part, because we were just talking about species and stuff.
Yes. Well, that's true, and that's why we added it.
Yeah. 100 species of what? Fish?
Fish, yeah.
That's a lot of species of fish.
That's a lot of fish, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes me hungry.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Because you think there's crappies and there's...
Yeah. You got your...
Bass.
Scrappies.
Scrappies.
Walleyes.
Walleyes. That's four. That's all I can think of.
Muskies.
Catfish.
Five.
Yeah.
Salmon.
Perch.
Salmon.
Seven, eight, nine.
Perch.
And that's about it.
Cod.
You don't have cod inland, I don't think, too much, do you? I don't find a cod.
Maybe they do. I don't know.
Take the cod out. There's still only nine kinds of fish. There's actually 91 more that you could mention had you done the research. So we're calling randomly right now out to Brownsville in Tennessee. And we have some. Okay, Sonia Outlaw Clark is on with us now. We'll find out where the outlaw met the Clark, I guess, in this. Hi, Sonia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. So the outlaw family met the Clark family?
They did.
Yes. Who were the outlaws? So you have outlaws and in-laws. That's kind of unusual.
Hey, and you know the difference?
No, what?
Outlaws are wanted.
I guess that's been said to you before, then, it occurs to me.
That's right.
And once or twice, huh? Are you an outlaw or are you a Clark?
I was an outlaw and I married a Clark.
Oh, you did? Okay. And the outlaws, do they go way back?
They do. We came here from Birdie County, North Carolina, and from what I understand from our genealogy research, we were exiled out of Ireland for trying to overthrow the corrupt government.
Oh, yeah.
They labeled us as outlaws, and we kept it for some reason.
Oh, before that, you're what, O'Hara or something? Or?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. That's really quite amazing. And so then you were exiled, and then you came to North Carolina?
That's right.
And then to Tennessee?
Uh-huh.
And what brought the outlaws to Tennessee?
I guess like everybody else, they were just going west.
Yeah. Who was the outlaw of your forefathers there who settled in Tennessee? Do you know the name of that gentleman, your great-grandfather, perhaps?
William Price.
William Price. William Price outlaw?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Now, the Clarks, on the other hand, are more or less newcomers.
You know, I don't know as much about their background.
Yeah, why should you, really, when you think about it?
Yeah.
That's cool. And Sonia, how are you today? I suppose it's hot in Tennessee. If it's you know, we've been up nearly 100 in Wisconsin. It must be even worse than that in Tennessee.
Yeah, we're getting pretty close to 100 right now.
Yeah. What do you do when it's really hot in Tennessee? What relief do you have?
Go inside in the air conditioner?
Of course, like everywhere else. What am I talking about? I don't know why I even said that. That was kind of a silly thing to say. Now, is Brownsville, did you grow up in Brownsville?
I did. I grew up in Haywood County. I grew up outside the city limits on a farm.
Oh, you did?
A cotton farm.
A cotton farm. Okay. So you're a farm girl, and you stayed in there, so and you know everything around Brownsville. So can you fill in what was left out in our... I mean, now we know the species of birds and mussels, but we want more of a sense of Brownsville itself. Tell us a little about your town.
Well, okay, let me tell you that on the Hatchie National Wildlife, we have 11 species of catfish.
11 catfish alone?
11 species of catfish alone, and one of those includes the mad tomcat, which is only 2 inches long.
That's a small catfish. You couldn't noodle one like that.
Catfish.
Yeah, hard to noodle one. They just stick your little pinky in his mouth and pull him out.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't even fit.
No. Well, that's interesting. How did you happen to know that, Sonia? Are you a catfisher woman? Or?
Yeah, I love to fish.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
And do you like catfish?
I do,
yeah.
Yes.
How do you fix them?
Fry. Is there any other way to fix them?
No, but I mean, I heard you got there's so much oil in them, you got to drain them through pantyhose first.
Oh, my goodness.
You ever tried that, Sonia?
I have not tried that. I'll have to do that.
Yeah, try draining them through pantyhose.
Okay.
And call me while you're doing it. That'd be great. That'd be really cool. All right, so go ahead. Now, yes, a lot of fishing, a lot of catfish in particular.
And our Hatchie River is the last wild river in the lower Mississippi system. It's never been channelized.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah. So that's pretty important to our ecosystem here.
Right.
And you were talking about our sports. We are the Tomcats.
The Tomcats. Okay, there we go.
The Tomcats. Some famous people came from here that played sports. You may have heard of Tony Delk, basketball.
Of course.
Yeah, he was from Brownsville.
Yeah. Wow. Other big names, too? Were there others as well? I'm sure there were. But...
Yeah, I'm sure there were, too, but honestly, I can't think of them right now.
Yeah. So you were a Tomcat?
On national radio, I can't think of anything.
Oh, that's okay. You were a Tomcat yourself?
I was.
Yeah, cool. Are the girls called Tomcats, too, the girls' teams?
Yes, the Lady Tomcats.
Lady Tomcats. I love it. That's almost as good as Pope Pius, the Lady Popes.
Oh.
In Milwaukee. Really, they truly do. I have a T-shirt. I can prove it. Okay, go on, Sonia, and tell us about town, places in town that maybe the local people would know about that someone coming through might not know about.
Well, we have a really famous barbecue place here right now called Helen's Barbecue. It's been featured in Southern Living and Gardens and Gun magazine. She still smokes it out back.
I was smoking it out back this morning, as a matter of fact. But you got to come in eventually, you know, in this heat.
That's right. You don't want to stay out there.
Yeah. What is special about Helen's barbecue?
Just the way she prepares it, and she has a really great barbecue sauce. If you like hot sauce, you need to try Helen's.
Yeah. What type of barbecue is this? I know there's 11 species of barbecue, I think, at least, right?
You know, I think they officially call it Memphis style, but it's just pulled and chopped. And,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's sort of Carolina barbecue.
And it's pork. It's pork. It's not beef barbecue.
So. Oh, right. Sure. Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds good. Okay. Helen's we got?
Yeah. And also in Brownsville, we have the Mine Field, which is the largest outdoor sculpture in Tennessee. It's a steel sculpture that's over 125 feet tall right now, and it's a work in progress.
It's called the Mine Field?
The Mine Field. M-I-N-D. Yeah.
Oh, the Mine Field.
Right.
Okay. Do you know who did that work? Or who?
Billy Tripp. He's a local artist here, and he works on it just about every day. You see him up in the air hanging from those scaffolding up there. And
what is the emotional quality of this artwork? I mean, what's behind it? What's he conveying there?
His life, the story of his life in metal.
Oh, that's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It includes the fire tower off of the refuge. And a water tank that he put up single-handedly.
Yeah. Do you just know all this stuff, Sonia? Or, I mean, are you pulling this from somewhere?
No, I just know this from being here all my life.
Oh, okay. That's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us more.
Okay. Well, one of the things that we're particularly proud of right now is we have just moved Flag Grove School to the West Tennessee Delta Heritage Center. Flag Grove School is a one-room schoolhouse built in 1889 in Nutbush, Tennessee, and it is the grade school that Tina Turner attended.
Really?
So we are restoring it. It had been used as a barn for the last 40 years, so we have moved it to the center and are working on it, and we'll talk about the exhibits inside of it. We'll talk about early African American education in Haywood County, and it'll talk about Tina Turner.
Isn't that cool? And do people contribute as far as, I suppose you have to replace everything that was inside of that, so are people contributing some of their own things that they've saved over the years?
They are, and we're also raising funds for the restoration, so anybody out there that wants to send us money, we'll take it.
Fantastic. Well, that's very cool also. There's a lot going on, it sounds like. Now, if we were coming down there, we wanted to, we got the barbecue and stuff, but are there some other spots that we should go to, maybe establishments of, you know, not, I'm not saying necessarily of a drinking sort, but, you know, places that, maybe someone a little bit famous in the area that we might go to for entertainment purposes only.
There's not a lot of places left right here in Haywood County that, that are the old juke joints, kind of like what you're talking about, but we do have, like, summer concerts.
Oh, you do? Okay.
One of our summer concerts is on the porch of the Sleepy John Estes home.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, so every third Saturday during the summer, you can hear all kind of music, and it's free concerts.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah, and we have a College Hill Center, which is in the middle of our historic district, that also has entertainment venues and things throughout the summer that you can attend and go to.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. Sonia, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. You're a great spokesperson for Brownsville, Tennessee.
Thank you.
And it's nice talking to you besides. Even if you weren't, it would be nice talking to you. We have a little something for you, Sonia.
Yes, Sonia, we'll be sending you the Pride of America's Dairyland in a scrumptious collection of 10 premium certified organic cheeses and butters from Lafarge, Wisconsin's Organic Valley family of farms.
Very nice. Thank you, Sonia Outlaw Clark.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Your final of the week, Brownsville, Tennessee.